Talo Falava.
Malo Lele.
My name is Adri.
My name is Hifo.
And welcome to the Speak On It podcast. Speak is an internship program at the Samoan Community Development Center, SCDC, through the Pacifica Urban Roots Collaborative, Big Purr, Not the Little One, under the direction of Dr. Patsy Tito, who we affectionately know as Auntie Patsy. In order to understand the Speak program and its creation, we must look at the Kapasa Fetu'u Community Needs Assessment. Conducted in 2022, a group of Pacifica community researchers identified the needs, gaps, trends, and strengths of the Pacifica community in San Francisco. One of the identified needs called for more programming geared towards transitional aged youth, TAY, ages 18 to 24. In response, and through the teamwork of Tupo Latukefu, Levalasi Loyan, and Edo Valvasa, the SPEAK program was born.
SPEAK stands for Sustaining Pacifica Engagement, Advocacy, and Knowledge. The program is divided into three components: community engagement, leadership development, and action research. This was implemented in three phases. First, we engaged with our community by supporting community programming with the Pacific Islander Youth Alliance, or PYA, with their after-school program. There, we provided homework assistance, tutoring, and emotional support. Later, in January of 2024, we were privileged to take an exposure trip to the island of Hawaii. There, we connected with different community-based organizations and programs, learning about the socio-economic and political climate. We'd like to send our aloha to 808 Cleanups, Hi Kimiona, Hawaii Coalition for Immigrant Rights, or HCIR, Hi Austin, to Thelfa and Mia Stefano, Daisy Tu'ulaupua, Jamaica Heoli Osorio, Isi Tuifua, and Inoke Hafoka. Thank you all for giving us such a great experience while also keeping us grounded. Finally, we conducted our research based on social issues affecting TAY in the Pacific Islander community in San Francisco. The social issue we chose to research focused on environmental justice, specifically in District 10.
We took our approach by conducting Youth Participatory Action Research, YPAR, and our process was carried out in five steps. The first being focus area, which meant determining the scope and nature of the project itself. Next, we moved on to research design, choosing what methodology we wanted to implement. Third, research trainings, gaining the tools necessary for conducting and carrying out our design. The last two being data collection and data analysis. The purpose of our research is to uplift TAY voices and increase the visibility of Pacific Islander TAY conducting research. For us, by us. As a result, our research question aims to understand, what are the environmental experiences of Pacific Islander TAY in San Francisco's District 10?
To answer our question, we utilized two methods. First, we created a survey. This technique was easy to disseminate, which increased overall engagement, maintain confidentiality, and lastly, it was accessible and simple to use for participants. From the survey, we were able to reach 64 participants. The second technique we used was photo voice. By using this method, we were able to share our world through a lens and be able to capture it in a photo.
From our research, we learned several environmental factors that are negatively impacting San Francisco's District 10. The first being food insecurity, from the lack of access to adequate food quality or the inability to afford healthier food options. With frequent mentions of street violence impacting local life, we felt this reflected the concerns surrounding public safety. In terms of waste management, the lack of accessible trash bins or overflowing trash bins led to illegal dumping on the streets. Finally, concerning public spaces, while we have many parks, they often lack maintenance, therefore deterring any residents or community members from utilizing these spaces. In addition to that, we exist within a heavily industrialized area, which means not only limited green spaces, but also potential exposure to harmful pollutants.
So now that we've gotten into the technical experience, can you tell everyone about your own personal experience?
Honestly, I am extremely thankful for the SPEAK program. From the experiences to the relationships built and rooted in the community, definitely a lot of laughs and memories. And to our fellow cohort members who have transitioned into different places and spaces, I'd like to give a special shout out to Mamas, Nipa, Edwin, and an honorable mention to the one and only Mark. No matter where life takes you, just know that we're back home cheering you on. Because once a speaker, always a speaker. And for you, sister, can you tell me a little bit about your experience?
I'm very appreciative of all the people I met along being an intern. This program has created so many opportunities for me that I'm super grateful for. Being able to have a warm welcome and having a community that treats me like family and gaining all the friendships that I now hold dear to my heart, and just being able to have my passion just like reignited into speaking out for our people is something I appreciate. Yeah.
Well, I'm so happy to hear that. I think it's really important to note that coming into this program, a lot of us weren't familiar with each other. Mm-hmm. We were, you know, complete strangers. But over time, something that helped our process when researching is the fact that we would hang out outside of work.
Mm-hmm.
And it made it easier to have that dynamic, both, you know, in work mode and outside.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's definitely something about this program that I treasure and I hold very near and dear to my heart.
We chose to do a podcast because through these conversations, we aim to strengthen the relationship between public agencies, people of influence, and the community at large. Honestly, a podcast just made the most sense to us. PI culture is all about storytelling, and this lets us share real voices and real experiences in a way that actually connects. It's easy to access. People can listen while they're commuting, chilling, whatever. And let's be real, PITA don't always get the mic in mainstream spaces. So this gives us a platform to talk about what matters. Things like mental health, housing, keeping our streets clean, all of it. Plus, it's shareable, it lasts, and it actually builds community instead of just throwing a whole bunch of information at people. We completed the research, so now it's a matter of putting that into an action plan, and this is our take.
What you can expect within this limited series is that we will cover four main categories: construction, housing, waste management, and public spaces, where we navigate both the direct and indirect consequences of each. To learn more about the SPEAK program, you can visit scdcsf.org and click on the Community Research tab. There, you will be given the option to learn more, and it will redirect you to our website. We are also on social media at scdc_sf or at bigpur_sf on Instagram.
Thank you, everyone, for listening and hanging out with us. I'm Hefal.
And I'm Adri.
And this is the
Speak On It podcast.